Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. The province recently announced a deal with the federal government to provide $10 a day childcare for kids under five. For parents in Northumberland, this is welcome news. Families pay about $45 a day on average in the county. So this is a big savings. It sounds like great news, but it's not that simple. On today's show, Leslie Patterson, manager of the Early Years Program for Northumberland County, will walk us through the complexities of daycare. She will explain how the rates will drop gradually over the next 3 years. She will also explain how daycare centers can opt in or opt out of the program. More importantly, she will describe the myriad of choices parents faced from licensed daycare to informal caregivers. Like I said, it is complicated. I'm so pleased to have with me today Leslie Patterson, the manager of the Early Years Services Program for Northumberland County. Welcome to Consider This.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
There is an announcement about a $10 a day daycare plan. Can you briefly summarize what it is this new $10 a day care plan is?
So Ontario has reached a $13.2 billion commitment over 6 years with the federal government on a national child care plan that works for Ontario families and will support Ontario to achieve average fees of $10 per day by September 2025. The agreement will lower fees for parents to provide more accessible and high-quality childcare for Ontario families. The Canada-wide Early Learning and Childcare Plan will be implemented with the following guidelines. Provide financial relief for families through lower licensed childcare fees. Enable space creation so more families can access licensed childcare to support their children and participate in the workforce. Support frontline workers and ensuring there are enough qualified workers to support quality programming in current and expanded spaces, and ensure licensed childcare service everyone, including those who need it the most. This is great news for the families in Northumberland.
Can you help us understand or describe the current daycare services offered in Northumberland?
So currently we have 1,248 spaces across Northumberland County, ranging for infant care all the way to school age care. There is a demand right now for infant, toddler, preschool care across Northumberland, but I would say that's across all of Ontario. There's a shortage of spaces. So this is really good news for us in Northumberland. We're not sure how the creation of spaces is going to happen yet. We're still waiting for more guidelines on that, but we are hoping that there will be some of that coming to us in the future. Currently, we have been working with the Ministry of Education, our two local school boards, and all our local operators on trying to increase spaces. So in 2019, the ministry did provide us with a funding where we opened 15 new spaces in Grafton for a family age grouping childcare program, the first in Northumberland. We have two new infant childcare spaces planned for Brighton. Ideally, they're to be open early 2023. We can't wait because they're already filled. A new licensed home childcare agency has been approved to open. So currently now we have three licensed home childcare agencies, and they are all actively recruiting for licensed home childcare providers. So if there's anyone out there right now who's interested, please contact us and we can connect you with an operator. And we've also put in an application to the ministry in conjunction with the PVNC school board to add childcare spaces to the proposal of a new elementary school in Cobourg. So we are making progress, but it all takes some time. And a lot of the capital funding is separate funding that we have to apply for. So we're eagerly awaiting to hear about how that's going to happen.
For people who don't know the daycare system, what kinds of daycare are available to parents? Can you describe each category and what demographic they serve or what age group they serve?
So as the CMSM, the Consolidated Service System Manager, we're responsible for planning childcare and early years programs. So licensed childcare. So that's really what we're dealing with. So we have 11 head offices that provide licensed childcare center care in Northumberland, all across Northumberland. And that's infant care. So we have zero, that's birth. Usually they start at 12 months, but there are some families who need it earlier, whether they're going to school or for their work commitments. So infant care is birth to 18 months. And then we have toddler care, which is 18 months to 2.5 years. And then we have preschool care, which is 2.5 years to 3.8. And then after that, they go into JK, SK, junior kindergarten, senior kindergarten, and school age. So we also provide before and after care for the junior kindergarten up to grade 6, and PA days and summer holidays and all that fun stuff. So that's the licensed piece. Then we also have 3 licensed home childcare agencies who work to find operators who run their own homes, but under the umbrella of the home childcare agency. And we have 3 of those agencies right now. And we're currently actively looking for more home providers to offer licensed home childcare. So they're different than the informal piece. They're the ones that fall under an agency and fall under the licensing of the Early Years and Child Care Act. And then we also support, in some instances, camps, so recreation camps, but they don't fall underneath this new national program.
Now, how would you characterize the current system in terms of meeting the local demand for childcare?
We have seen a rise, a quick rise in the demand for childcare over the last several years. We actually just did a needs assessment of our community, really well received. We got a lot of feedback. So we're using that information to help us plan in preparation, knowing that this was coming, hopefully coming anyways. Having it signed was very exciting for us. But we did that in order to plan of where we think we're going to, if there's an opportunity to apply for funding for capital and things like that, we want to be prepared of where the needs are the highest and where we can be positioned to then look for spaces to build. So we're just getting that data now gathered and going to put that together. So we will have some more information on that. And again, that's being used to help us plan. So we ask parents to look at what your current needs are, but also to look ahead. Are you planning to have more children? You know, so we can look at planning. So we do have about 200, a little over 200 children on our wait list right now. And that is children of all ages. So infant all the way through. And we're trying to meet that demand. And again, it came very quickly. We often talk about Northumberland being an aging community. And I always sit there in the back and put my hand up and say, but we have lots of, you know, childcare needs. So there's families moving in. I think COVID changed some of that. And again, our needs assessment will help us look at that. So I think younger families are moving in. With an aging population, a lot of professions that support that are female dominated professions. And for them to be able to work, they need childcare. And there have been an increase in those professions. So that's probably added to our demand. We're not really sure all of it, but we think maybe there's more jobs, and that's great. We just had that come out today from the federal government that we're, you know, there's more people in the workforce. So that increases the demand for childcare, more people going back to school. So there's all sorts of reasons why, but it has really increased in the last couple of years. So the needs assessment, again, will help us find where we need to be looking. And it takes time to build those spaces.
Now, I appreciate that we'll wait for the results of the needs assessment, but certainly you must be able to, from your experience and for your long time in holding this position, have a sense of some of the things that you see as being critical going forward. What's your sense of where we might need to have resources put and where the demand really is? Can you share some of your own insights?
We have a strong demand for infant care, and a lot of the reason for that is infant care is very expensive, and it's also a low ratio. So an infant room is typically licensed for 10 children. So that's a small number of children. So that's for 12 to 18 months usually. And then our toddlers, we can have 15 usually in a group, and then our preschoolers can have 16 to 24. So the big pressure really is on the infant care to try to get licensed infant care, because there's more spaces as they get older. So I would say infant, toddler are our highest demand age groups. We have demand all over the county, I would say, Robert. Coburg, Port Hope, Trent Hills is growing, Brighton's growing. It really is across the whole Northumberland area. And again, the needs assessment will tell us a bit more what areas need more. But Coburg, which has a lot of our childcare here in Northumberland, has a high need. So it's good. It's booming. Something's booming. And we're excited for that, because we want to work with our operators to really try to bring that licensed quality care to our families.
Part of the announcement was to say that we're going to get to this point of an average of $10 per day. And the government has said that they're going to do it incrementally over the next 4 years. And I know that's part of the details that'll need to be coming out. And I know they've put a lot of dates and a lot of numbers to it. Can you put it into some context? If I was a parent and I'm trying to get daycare right now in Northumberland, what would I be expected to pay on a daily basis?
It really ranges between each age group's different. So obviously infant care is higher than toddler and preschool. So it decreases as they get. Although, summer care can have a little bit of a higher expense for the school age ones, because they do a lot of great activities with them, try to get them out in the community and stuff. So yeah, I would say we are lower than most of the areas around us. So Durham, Hastings, we are on the lower side. So I would say $45 might be a good average a day for a child, if you're kind of the kind of an average for infant, toddler, preschool. If you're in a licensed childcare space right now, this is really good news for you, because starting April 1st, you're going to see a 25% reduction in your fees. You won't see that immediately. I just want to caution parents that we only got the announcement a little bit before, so it's not in place yet, but it will be retroactive once we get the program in place. So if you're currently in licensed childcare, as of April 1st, you will see a 25% reduction in your fees, and that will be a back pay for some of it, and then going forward once we get the program up and running, continuing. And then by the end of 2022, there'll be a further reduction to be about 50% off. So that'll be really good for families. And then by the end of this, we're hoping to have on average the $10 a day. And it's on average $10 a day. And we are talking for children 0 to 5 for the younger children.
Now, we've talked a lot about that younger group, that 5 years and below group. Can we talk a little bit about the older kids and what impact, if any, this is going to have on those older children and the programs that are delivered for them?
Those programs are going to continue pretty much as they are now. The one thing that this will help with the new plan is, hopefully, as we hopefully get that ceiling raised higher, of the ceiling for the wages, it will include staff who also work with 6 to 12 year olds. So even though the fees will not be affected for 6 to 12 year olds, parents will still pay the full fee for those ages. But educators will have the opportunity, hopefully at some point, to get benefit from the wage ceilings that they're putting into place.
And these programs that we're talking about, these are programs that are done before school, after school. These are children that are in school during the day, and they're just being looked after either before or after class, or in the, yeah, when there's PA days and that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes. And it's very important part of our childcare system. The 6 to 12 year olds are a very important piece. Usually their fees are typically a little less because it is before and after school, and there's less costs with that. Usually we're sharing space in schools and things. So I think that's why their focus is on the 0 to 5 year olds. And when I talked about how many spaces we have in Northumberland, quite a few of them are school age spaces, because we can license a gym for 30 children, right? Where you can't do that with a smaller room where you can only have 15 toddlers. Like, we could have the same size room, but only 15 toddlers could be in there because we have sizes, obviously, and ratios to look at. So the cost of childcare for the older years is a little, you know, a little less.
Can you give us a bit of a range as to what it might cost a parent for a child?
But some centers do theirs based on just morning or just afternoon. Some do their fees the same for morning and afternoon. So I would say $20 to $25 is a pretty standard before school rate. I'd have to look that up, though. I don't know that one offhand automatically.
But that, when you think about that, though, I mean, we're talking about this is a per day. And when you put that over, you know, 5 days a week or maybe 6 or 7 days a week over a month, that's incredible amounts of money that parents are paying for this kind of service. When you're looking forward, what would be the ideal situation? Because, I mean, not everybody can afford this. And therefore, how do we address those needs for the people who, you know, cannot afford this, even under these new programs?
Well, we still have the fee subsidy program in place that already existed. So that fee subsidy program is not going away. So we will still have that program for families who may need extra support. So some families under that program pay nothing for childcare. It is fully subsidized through our program. So there still are other options that families can utilize. And if a family is subsidized right now through our other program, moving forward to on April 1st, if they do have a parent portion, so some families, even though they receive some assistance, they still have to pay some, they will also get the 25% reduction on their parent fee portion. But there are some families who already are subsidized to support them, which is great, which is what we need, right? Families to have that support. So that program is not going away. That is continuing on. So families can apply for that.
How many families, do you know the statistic for how many families take advantage of this program or use this program?
I just looked that up yesterday. Currently, we have 388 children on our fee subsidy. I can get you the families broken down, but it is 388 children currently receiving subsidized care.
What about the informal sector? How do we address that sector, and what sort of things need to be done to support and to strengthen that particular portion of the daycare package?
I think with this announcement, we are hoping that some of the informal sector operators, especially in the licensed home child in the home child care sector, will look to become licensed, because there are some other supports for them and their families will benefit from it. There are, I want you to know, there are awesome informal operators out there too. I think the benefit of licensed childcare are there's some of those extra oversight. So as a parent, there are some other things in place that you know are being looked at and addressed. So quality, you know, making sure they have the right CPR, first aid, all those things. So there are some wonderful informal operators for sure. Although I think strengthening our system for the licensed care will help make sure there's a kind of that quality piece standard across the board.
So it sounds to me going forward then that what we're looking at is you've done this survey and you're waiting for these results to come in. And when do you expect that we'll have a report that will give us some idea of where we're going in the future around the daycare and early years?
We're presenting to our Social Service Standing Committee on the report in June. And in July, we're presenting our workforce strategy plan. So there'll be a more robust on how we're going to retain and attract early childhood educators. And we're also going to be talking about our great early on child and family programs in July. So early years is going to be front and center for a little bit here because there's so many great things happening. So we're going to take that opportunity to inform our community about all the great things that are happening.
Now, what about the implementation then of this government announcement? How are you seeing the timeline in terms of what will be coming down to you and then the eventual implementation? What can parents look forward to?
I've been told the guidelines are coming any minute now. Once the guidelines come, we'll have to work with our operators. So operators can opt in or opt out of doing the new Canada-wide early learning and childcare plan. So I don't know yet. We haven't had those discussions, but I would assume most, if not all, of our operators will opt in to the Canada-wide early learning and childcare plan. And so when they opt in, and once we figure out how we're going to do all the tracking and reimbursement, it's a lot of administrative burden put on the childcare centers to implement some of these programs that come through. And a lot of them don't have that capacity to do that. So we're excited to see what the guidelines are going to look like and what the toolkit's going to have, ways that we can support our operators in ensuring this can happen. Because right now, this is great news for families. And operators are not going to lose that 25% in fees. They're going to be receiving that funding portion that parents aren't paying through the county, through the funds from the province, from the federal government. They're going to become whole, but it's still going to cost them money to apply for that, right? It's going to take time and effort on their side to put that together. So we're looking to see how we can support them with those extra costs in order to implement the plan.
Now, have you heard from parents at all? I know you're sort of at the top level, but have you been hearing from parents, and what sort of reaction have you been hearing from them?
I haven't spoke to a lot of parents directly, but hearing comments to our operators, we meet with our operators once every 2 weeks on Zoom or Teams meeting calls, which is great. We're a very connected community. They're very supportive of each other. Parents are really excited. So some of the things are parents want the money right now. They want the, you know, April 1st, I want to see that 25%. So just trying to explain to them how, you know, they will be retroactive. We're not there yet. You know, some parents aren't understanding the opt-in, opt-outs, and some centers, like they're run by, a lot of them are nonprofits run by board of directors. So they need to take their time and make sure they're making the right decision. Again, I foresee most will, if not all, will get into this, but they need to be prudent to make sure they're looking at everything themselves, right? So I haven't even put out an opt-in form yet. So, you know, we're not quite there. So, They just want to know when it's going to happen. Parents want to know, when are we going to get this going so their bills will come down. So soon, we can tell parents soon. For families who aren't in licensed care yet, it's hard because we have wait lists. And we're encouraging families who are looking for licensed care. Our operator said they had phone calls right after the announcements of people trying to get on their list. So we're encouraging families, if they're looking, to call, you know, as many operators in their area or what makes sense to them for their commute, to get on wait lists. Sometimes there's flexibility. Some areas have higher demand than others. So, you know, we're just telling families to really take the time and to, you know, contact operators and to see where they can fit in. So for families that are currently in licensed care, this is really great news. And for the families who aren't, it will be great news as we continue to grow the system.
Now, I heard you say about opting in, and I looked through all of that stuff and I don't remember anywhere where it said opting in. Can you explain that for me just so I'm clear about what that means?
So right now, fees have been frozen. So operators can't raise their fees unless they've already communicated to parents. So if an operator already told a parent that parents that fees were going to increase July 1st, they can go ahead with that fee increase. But other centers can't. So if you haven't said you're going to raise your fees, you have to freeze them. So some operators, I don't foresee this again any here in Northumberland, but some operators may say, I want to still charge what I want to charge. I don't want to be restricted. So they may not opt in for that. Some of the administrative burden could be a deterrent for some, because right now this is supporting families. It's not supporting centers yet at this point so much. So they may choose to opt out. Again, I think most centers are, if not all in Northumberland, are going to opt in because they know it's great for children and families. So, I'm surprised you haven't seen that, because most of the documents come with the opt-out form. We don't have an opt-in form yet, maybe because they're hoping everyone will. So also, if an operator currently has a service agreement with us, that will continue. But if we have an operator that doesn't have a service agreement with us and they choose to opt into the Canada-wide national plan, we have to opt in with them if that's a choice. for this funding. So we have different streams of funding. So we haven't had that come up yet, but there could be different levels of that. So I think in Northumberland, it will be an opt-in. I'm not too concerned, again, because children and families are at the center of everything we do. But it is something some centers will probably consider. Not so much in our area, I don't think.
Leslie Patterson, thank you so much for talking to me today.
I could talk about early years in Northumberland all day long. This is an awesome community, and thank you for the opportunity to share some of the great work we're doing. And I think it's just more to come.
That was Leslie Patterson, manager of the Early Years Services Program for Northumberland County, talking about the $10 a day child care agreement between the Ontario and federal governments announced recently. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.